Hello and welcome to Live from the Videotech here at Facets. Facets is a nonprofit film organization located in Chicago, Illinois. We have a movie theater, we have a video store, we are recording live from the video store, and we're going to talk about movies. My name is Matt.
My name is Sam.
If you want to have these conversations with us in real life, come see us at 1517 West Fullerton Avenue in Chicago.
Oh, God. All right.
So, Sam, you've got something on your mind.
I got something on my mind, and this is really upsetting. So, the other night, I was coming back home from a film shoot, and regular day, and I just walked home, and one of the crew followed me. They were a younger kid, like a 21-year-old, and they were really eager to talk about movies. Like, I'm usually for that, like, yeah, let's do it. And he talked to, like, I love watching Stanley Kubrick movies. I love it. And that's always been my shameful cinephile thing, is that I can't connect to that. He's not one of my guys. He's not.
Give me an example. When you tried.
Honestly, Doctor Strangelove is probably the only Stanley Kubrick movie I've watched multiple times.
So you like that?
I like that one, okay. Because it also doesn't feel like him.
Because it's so funny and irreverent.
It's so funny. It's very irreverent. It's also not too showy.
Interesting.
Like, it doesn't seem to me.
You don't think Peter Sellers playing three roles, really ridiculous roles at that,
well,
isn't
when
showy?
When you have Peter Sellers, you gotta, like, he was supposed to do four.
Yeah.
He was supposed to play the cowboy as well, but, like, that didn't. But he couldn't master that Southern accent.
Slim Pickens?
Yeah, he was supposed to do that.
You don't think Slim Pickens riding an atomic bomb it's a bucking bronco isn't showy?
But it's service to the story. It's a ridiculous satire, whereas I feel like this might be my own personal take on it, but to me, Kubrick's, 70s stuff, in his later stuff. I wrote a list because I wasn't sure if I was really right. This is the films I haven't seen from him, which are a lot. There's The Killing, Spartacus, Paths of Glory, Barry Lyndon, and Eyes Wide Shut. But I've seen Clockwork Orange, Full Metal Jacket, and Space Odyssey.
And what is your problems?
And Dr. Strangelove.
With those three that you've seen, all of which are undoubtedly masterpieces.
It could just be. Which one of them? I think 2001, it's great, but it's also. The latter half is very overrated.
Overrated?
I may be wrong in that. I mean, it's my own personal take on it.
You just weren't ready for it.
I wasn't
yet,
ready
Sam.
For it.
Your brain has to evolve, much like the Star Child in the film. Come back to me when you're a star child.
That's true.
And we'll take a look at the last half of 2001.
It's just like, he just seems so impersonal to me. He seems very clinical.
That's a common charge.
Which is a good thing. True, you kind of want that a little bit.
Yeah, that's his style. That's where he's coming from. I mean, people have said that he's not a humanist. He doesn't like people.
Yeah, which may not be.
Maybe true.
Maybe true, maybe not. It
doesn't mean you make bad films,
No, and he definitely, he can compose a shot. I'm not gonna ever talk ill of his composition or his.
Barry Lyndon is a good example.
One of my black marks, one of my shameful spots in my cinematic viewing.
I actually think Eyes Wide Shut is fantastic, and it does not get props even from Kubrick heads.
Yeah.
Also, don't always like Eyes Wide Shut.
They don't always like Eyes Wide Shut.
I mean, I think a lot of people are ready to dislike it because it has Tom Cruise in it.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. I personally think Tom Cruise is a fine actor.
It's also one of his more. It's like he's bringing in Hollywood stars. That's kind of. Whereas, it seems like aside from Spartacus, he and Peter Sellers to some degree, he's very he doesn't want to be overshadowed by charisma, by Hollywood icons.
Yeah, he's kind of Brissonian in that regard.
I'm gonna have to just nod
just
quietly.
Just agree.
I'll agree. I agree.
So you haven't seen The Killing either. The Killing is a fantastic noir heist movie. It's great. Yeah. I highly recommend it.
It's gotten to a point, like, I need to watch The Killing before I can
You can dislike Kubrick. I mean, you know, you bring up points that others have brought up.
Yeah.
He's cold. He's indifferent to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So you have seen Clockwork Orange?
I have seen Clockwork Orange.
Which is certainly a heavily critiqued film.
Yeah,
it's problematic, to say the least.
Yeah, not for any of the cinematic reasons. I think it's very creative, and I think it's the story, I say, is very interesting. But, like, to rewatch ability, it's, like, not really there for me. Like, I remember watching it once, like, my friend Andrew Hardy, like, recommended, hey, you should watch this. This is a great movie. It will change your brain. And I watched it, regrettably, at Saturday morning. I was in high school, and my mom was making dinner. She was making breakfast.
She was watching over your shoulder?
She was overhearing it, and, like, that was, like, under... It was under duress.
That is very under duress.
And, like, it was very
sad.
That's
a bad first viewing.
Because, like, she said, Sam, what are you watching? It's like, I'm watching Clockwork Orange. And I think it was right before the rape scene.
Yeah, why is there a brutal home invasion?
In my living room.
Yeah, so you don't want that.
I that might have, like, shunned me away for... I think I rewatched it again, like, a week later in my room.
I'm due to rewatch Clockwork Orange. I've only seen it once.
Yeah.
And there's also The Shining.
Shining. I will say, I like The Shining. I wish I loved The Shining.
Yeah,
I think it's so cool. There's a lot in it that I really like, but every time I've seen it, it's been on the small screen, and I think I need to, like, have that, like, opportunity to go see it on the big screen a little bit. I think, like, once I see, like, the big, like, 50-foot screens, like, oh my gosh, I like it. I don't love it.
Yeah, I saw 2001 70mm at a Music Box.
I think, didn't we talk about that? Like, I think I saw it a couple weeks after you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw it at midnight.
Still didn't like it.
Well, I've told you the story where, like, the last half, like, when they're going, like, the wormhole or, like, the, like, I was...
Stargate sequence.
I was falling asleep. Mm. But, like, here's the thing. I would fall asleep... And I would, like, wake up and, like, still going. Still going. I'm like,
it's only 15 minutes. It's only 15 minutes.
Too long.
I love every second
that
of
is,
it.
That is absurd amount. He is punishing the viewers.
I would not change 1 second.
He is punishing
that
the audience.
Sequence. Thank you for listening to Live at the Videotech. Since 1975, Facets has connected people to independent ideas through film. It's our goal to make sure film continues to have the power to remind us what it's like to be human. All of our programs expand on this simple, empathy-driven idea in many unique and pioneering ways. Learn more at facets.org. And you can come visit us in person at 1517 West Fullerton Avenue, Chicago, Illinois.